Good morning.
Good morning.
Turn with me in your Bibles this morning to John chapter 4, and we'll start at verse 46. John chapter 4, and we will start at verse 46 in just a moment. As you turn there, finding your place, getting ourselves ready this morning, today we're going to look at one story from the Bible, a simple story. We've been oftentimes these English services, or English service once a month, focusing on, if you will, Jesus and the people he met as he traveled, as he lived his life. So we're going to look at someone else this morning. But here in this story where Jesus meets one man, we find what I feel like is a great lesson in faith. And so we're going to talk about faith this morning. I'll say this next thing, it's so simply said. Faith is a very important word in the Bible. That's such an understatement. It is a key to the Bible, if you will. I know you turned there to John with me, but I want to read one verse, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, very familiar verse. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." For by grace are you saved through faith. Again, faith in Jesus Christ is the key to salvation. We cannot attain salvation, forgiveness from God without faith. That's what this is all about. What is faith? Well, in the Bible meaning, I have a definition for it, which I believe works. The Bible meaning of faith is believing God will do what God said He will do. Faith mainly means believing that God will do what God said that He would do. That's real faith. We express faith in the world outside of the Bible in our everyday life sometimes, and we have different ideas. But biblical faith is just that. Again, believing that God will do what God said that He will do. That's faith. We must have faith to believe in the Lord. Our faith can become weak. Now, I said first we must have faith to believe in the Lord. But once we become a Christian, once we believe in the Lord, our faith then does what? Well, it can go different directions. It can grow. It can become weak. Sometimes we say our faith becomes flat or stale and it's not growing. It can change. But we want to look at this story today of this man who met Jesus and think about a simple lesson in faith. Okay, so John chapter 4, let me read verse 46 and 47 to start with. "So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water into wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death." So again, we have a man here who's a father. We know that about him. The Bible says there that whose son was sick at Capernaum. He was the father of this child. He's in real trouble here. This father is. It's a desperate situation. It says again at the end of verse 47, "For he was at the point of death." His child, his son, I don't know if he had other children, I don't know anything about his family other than he was there, and his son was back at Capernaum, and his son was at the point of death. Desperate situation, very sick. Think about this father for just a moment. It says again about him, there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When we say just a certain nobleman here in the Bible, we don't know exactly what position he held, but when what it meant at this time would have been that he had some kind of position of authority, some kind of position of power. He was in some sort of rule or authority over other people. So what does that mean? That means he had influence over people. He kind of would have controlled people. Other people in the town would have, well, they may have respected him, or they may have feared him, or maybe a combination. But he was over other people. Probably he was wealthy. I'm sure he was not the lowest on the economic scale there during that time. He would have had some money. So when we think about that, a man of power, a man of authority, I'm sure he had already done all he could for his son. I'm sure his son had been to the doctors there in the area. I don't know if they had more than one doctor, but if so, I'm sure he'd been to all of them. He probably tried all he could. But still, he was sick, the son was. Not just sick, but he was at the point of death, the Bible tells us. He'd done all he could, and still, all of his riches, his power, his influence, could not help his son. So what did he do? Verse 47, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him. When he heard that, he came from Capernaum to meet Jesus. At Galilee, this area, he found Jesus, it says that day. Probably would have been difficult. It says again, 47, when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down. He found him in the city. Galilee was not a small area. Many, many people lived there. This man's hometown was Capernaum. Some 32 kilometers away. Probably about a 4 to 6 hour walking time to walk that distance. It would take you half a day to walk there. But when he got there, somehow, some way, he didn't stop until he found Jesus. Because he had a need. He found him. This shows some things about this father. It shows his love for his son, doesn't it? He would do anything to help his son. He was on his way to do what he could. But he hears about Jesus. He hears Jesus is going to be near. Somehow he got the word. And he goes there. He came there to see. Now look what it says about this. It says, when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down. It doesn't tell us in this story what he knew about Jesus. It just says he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee. Previous verses before this tell us about Jesus performing a miracle and his first miracle and meeting some people in the area. So his word, the word had gotten around about Jesus. Somehow that word got back to Capernaum, to this fellow. And for some reason, this fellow, this nobleman, took the thought in his mind, I will go and see this, shall I call him this different teacher? Something's different about this guy, so I'm going to go see him. Let's stop for just a minute and think about faith. We'll get right back to the nobleman in just a moment. Think about faith again. I've already said this, that faith is something we all need. Number one, without faith, you cannot be saved. You cannot receive forgiveness from God. The Bible makes that very clear. We come by faith, believing in God. It's just that in the world, you see some 7+ billion people, and not all of them understand, sadly, yet, this idea of biblical faith. It's like missionary just a moment ago showing that video and talking about the people there in the western portion of China, millions and millions of people, the vast majority of whom don't understand this biblical faith principle yet. But we pray they will, more and more of them will. That's what biblical faith is all about. Going back to this nobleman now, this man who has power, he has influence, he has money, he has power over people, but he can't help his sick son. He has a problem he can't do anything about. Probably was frustrating. It would have been frustrating to all of us, I'm sure, but I'm sure it was very frustrating for a man like him to have all this power, but his son's going to die and he can't do a thing about it. Wow. He hears about Jesus. It says it right here in verse 47. When he heard that Jesus was come, he heard about Jesus. He travels that 6 to 8 hour trip. May have ridden, I said walking earlier. He was an old man. He probably was riding on something. I don't know if it was a wagon or maybe on a donkey, but either way, it wasn't like jumping in your car and riding. It wasn't like jumping in the Shinkansen and popping over 3.5 hours to Tokyo from here. This was a 6 to 8 hour trip on a bumpy road that wasn't paved and smooth like the road out here. This was a hard journey. just to see if he might could meet this teacher he'd heard about. What did that take? I think that took faith. To go meet the son of the carpenter that he'd heard something about. I think that took a measure of faith that somehow this fellow could help him. Wow. Let's go on. Read verse 48 and verse 49 here. 48, then said Jesus unto him. Okay, let me back up. Because before this, it said he besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Verse 48, Jesus says, then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Verse 49, the nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Notice Jesus' answer. I mean, this man is in trouble. He's desperate. Son is near death. He comes all the way from Capernaum. I came from far away. I came because I thought you might could do something. You could do miracles. I've heard about the miracles you've done. Please help us. Again, that's some form of faith, isn't it? But Jesus answered. He says, again, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Wow. What did Jesus mean here? What we see here is, if we think about this for just a little bit of time, what we see here is the fact, the wonderful, wonderful truth that Jesus knows everything. You know, he knew all about this man. He knew the man came there because he heard about the signs and wonders, the miracles, the miraculous things that had been done, and that somehow the fellow heard about him and he came. He had enough faith to come. But Jesus just looks right at him. He doesn't answer his question. Yeah, I'll come to help your son. He just says, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Wow. Jesus knew something, that this man's faith at this point was based on sight and sound. Was based on what Jesus did. What he had heard. No, he wasn't there about the prayer, about the miracles, but he heard something. He'd heard about Jesus. And at this point, his faith was based on those accounts he'd heard. Basically, it was, boy, I heard you did some amazing things. Would you do one for me? That's where he's at this point. Verse 49. Again, he answers, the nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. When he heard that response from Jesus, which was kind of a little bit, we might say a little bit cold in our human mind, the nobleman did not stop. He said, come down. That means, come with me to Capernaum. I know the way. You follow me. We'll get there. Jump on my donkey. You take the donkey. I'll walk. Whatever. Just come with me to where my son is. We need help. Do something. Come with me. I got a little truth that I thought about when I thought about this here. I think it's an interesting thought. His faith was not yet to the point where he could believe that Jesus could do anything at any time, anywhere, any way yet. Because he says to Jesus, you come with me to where my son is. But that limits Jesus, doesn't it? To having to go to where everybody is to help them. At this point, yet his faith doesn't understand that Jesus doesn't have to be with you to help you. We have to be with him in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit. If that were true, what about us today? Some 2,000 years ago, the Lord died on the cross. 3 days later, he arose and was resurrected back to heaven. So we would be no help for us today. I'll never see Jesus face to face this side of eternity. I couldn't get any help from him if he had to come down to where I am. But that's not the truth. But yet, at this man's, so far in this man's journey, shall we say, this short journey of faith here with Jesus, short amount of time, he's not there yet. But it's also not over. Thankfully, the story's not. Verse 50, Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Wow. Go thy way. From except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. To, go thy way, thy son liveth. You just go back home. Everything's going to be okay, is basically what he's telling him. Wow. And what did the father do? And the man believed. The next word says. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Wow. Jesus didn't do anything. He came because he heard what Jesus had done. And he said, please come and do something for me. But at this point, once Jesus speaks to him, once he realizes who he's speaking to, Jesus says, go. He believed his word, and he went his way. He went back home. Wow. The father believed. Think about the progression here real quickly. First, he came, and he says, you come with me. Now, he believes the word alone. You don't need to come with me, Jesus. I'll just go wherever you tell me to go. How about that for a change? Instead of you come with me, how about I'll go where you tell me to go? That's a beautiful progression. That his faith is growing. I believe that's what I see here. Verse 51 and 52, we see the results here. 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. Think about real quickly here back that other verse before that, okay? Where he said he went his way. How much time passed between verse 50 and verse 51? I don't know exactly. I don't know how far along the journey he was before he met his servants. Verse 50 ends with he went his way. Next verse says, and as he was going down. I'm going to put myself in this nobleman's place for just a moment. He's probably a lot more spiritual at this point than I would have been. But I would have been thinking, did I really just make the right decision? Should I have insisted that that man come with me? Or am I really going to take him at his word? I know the Bible doesn't say that. I'm just thinking that's probably where I would have been. Okay, I'm going to Capernaum, but should I really? Maybe I should go back and check with him one more time. That's probably where I would have been. But I don't know that. I know that he says he went. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son's alive. We'll find out in just a moment. He's not just living, he's well. He's healed. Wow. Imagine his feeling. And that's all we can really do at this point in our lives, is imagine how he must have felt when he heard those words. Verse 53. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. Wow. Think about this father again. That's basically all we thought about the last few moments. But just think about this man. Think about his faith. In this short amount of time, I don't know again the span of time here. In my Bible, it's just a few words apart where his faith has come from. First, he came to this miraculous teacher he'd heard about. Somehow, something was different about this fellow. And he said, help me. I'm in a desperate situation. I cannot find help anywhere else, so I come to you. Next, he gets that answer that says nothing he wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to hear, yes, where's the ride? Let's go. Let's head back. But that's not what he heard. He heard, go back home and everything will be okay. And he did that. His faith. Yes, I'll believe you. Yes, I'll go. Think about this next progression right here. Verse 53 again. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed. We understand what this believed means, as believers ourselves, I hope. He believed that this person he had met was not just a good teacher, was not just a helpful man, was not just someone different who showed up on the scene, was not just a great prophet, but was the Son of God himself. He believed in him. And it's a beautiful passage because it says, and himself believed and his whole house. Why would the whole house believe? They didn't meet Jesus there that day. They believed because of the word of this man who had met the Lord, who had believed the Lord, who had had enough faith to trust the Lord and go back and see this miracle performed and then pass that story on to those people, and they believed. That, in essence, is what Christianity is all about. You believe and you pass that belief on to someone else. Or I should say you pass your testimony on to someone else and then they believe as you have believed. Wow. Verse 54, finally, says, this is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. The conclusion of this story. What does this mean here? It means that Jesus came to his own people. He was a Galilean. When he first came out to what we call his public ministry, 30 years old or so, he came out to his own people, showed these people, his people, that he was the Son of God. He was not just Jesus. He was not just Jesus, the son of Joseph the carpenter. He was not just Jesus who was now a carpenter. By reading the whole story of Jesus' life here, it would appear that he had taken over the carpenter's business, if you will, as Joseph's earthly father had passed away. He was caring for his mother. He had brothers and sisters. And he wasn't just all that. He was something different. People had to understand his difference. He did these miracles, these signs, so that people could see. So that people could, by faith, which is what, again, believing that God will do what God said he would do. And God had told his people, the Jews, I will send a deliverer to you. Years and years and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, they had waited for this deliverer to come. And he was that deliverer. He was revealing himself to his people. That's what we see there. We also see here this story of this man and his faith. And he met Jesus. And we saw his faith grew and grew and grew to the place where he believed, it says. And through his testimony, the whole house believed. Wow. For non-Christians, what does this mean? Well, the Bible, again, very briefly here, the Bible makes it very clear that we are all sinners and we all need a Savior. This Jesus we've talked about here today who met this man is that Savior. He is the only one who can overcome that sin problem, that sin that separates us from God, from life with God, from fellowship with God, from happiness with God, from eternity with God, is Jesus. And he fulfilled that by dying on the cross in our place. And faith is what it takes to believe that. Again, at the beginning I read that verse for you, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. By the grace of God, through our faith in him, believing that he did what he said he would do. That's faith. But there's more to faith than that. Because for the Christian, for those of us who have already trusted the Lord as our Savior, what about that in our life? Where does our faith go from there? Whether you were saved yesterday or 50 years ago, where does your faith go from there? In the beginning I mentioned that about faith, that it can go up or down or stay flat or all different kinds of things. And let's think about, I want to think about here in closing just for a few minutes, some things to help us about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, we call this the faith chapter. The heroes of the faith, we call these names written here. Because it talks about people who by faith did this and by faith did that. Starting there in verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. These are stories from the Old Testament. How that people by faith did what? Obeyed God. Trusted God. Verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. You know that story? God came to this man and said, build a boat. It wasn't Noah's boat building yard, from what we understand from the Bible. It doesn't sound like he was in the boat building business. He was in the, if I might say it, the God obeying business, if you will. But the Bible says very clearly, by faith Noah, being warned of God, did what? believed that God said He would do what He would do. God says, I'm going to judge the earth, and you're going to be the salvation of the earth, Noah. So, get busy. I'll provide everything you need. But get busy, you and your family, building this ark. He didn't see a need for it at the time. There was no rain. There was no flood. There was no need for it. There was only faith. Sometimes that's all it takes. On and on and on the examples go. By faith, Abraham. The Bible talks about Abraham, who was told, okay, you've got a nice thing going here, Abraham. Your family's wealthy. You've got a nice land you live on. But what I want you to do is pick up and move. And for the next many, 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 many years, you're going to be a nomad and live in a tent and travel among people that you don't know and face your enemies and face your fears. But you can do this. And it says, by faith, Abraham, he was called to go out into a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. Last part is so wonderful. Not knowing whither he went. Because he knew that God would do what he said he would do. God will provide for me as I go out, not knowing whither he went. I don't know where I'm going. I just know that he knows where I'm going, and I'll go where he tells me to go. That's faith. And on and on and on the examples go here. Moses, Joseph, other famous names from the Bible, and the things they did. Talks about here people being tortured and martyred and killed in the name of God by faith. By faith, men stood there as people stoned them to death and didn't complain, but praised the Lord as they died in the presence of others. But verse 6 tells us what's so important about all this, because verse 6 of chapter 11 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And I'd like to end on that thought. Because the progression of faith in our life, this lesson of faith in our life, must be that right there. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, we cannot please God. And our faith should be growing constantly. And we saw that in the story of that fellow today. I don't know what happened to that nobleman after that. But I know in this the few moments of his life that we got to see, we saw him go from a man who did not know the Lord to a man who believed on the Lord. And not only that, but look at his testimony. Because it said not just him, but his whole house believed. He didn't come back and keep the story to himself. He shared the story. That's what we as Christians by faith are supposed to do. Share this story with others. Wow. What a blessing. What a challenge. Not just a... Well, you say, well, it's a blessing. It's such an encouragement. It's also a great challenge, because after verse 6 is where you read all some of those scary stories. By faith, Noah. Again, built that boat, climbed up inside that ark, closed that door, and waited. Well, what's going to happen now? Is God really going to protect us in here? Is this thing going to flip over and we're all going to drown inside of here? No, he just believed that God would do what God said God would do. And we have to be the same way. Let's pray. Father, Lord in heaven, love you, God, and I thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for faith. Thank you that we can believe in you. Thank you that we can have that measure of faith to trust you as Savior. Thank you, God, so much for that. And then, after we've trusted you, we as Christians, thank you, God, that our faith can grow. By faith, we can do great things for you. You're not calling us to build an ark. You're calling us just to obey you today. Probably not calling us to do the same things that Abraham and these other men did, but you're calling us to do the things that you want us to do by faith, to believe that you will do what you said you will do. Thank you, God, so much for being real, for being true, for being faithful, allowing us to serve you and live for you. Help us, Lord, to be like the fellow was that we brought in the story today, this nobleman. He shared his story with others, and others believed as well. What a simple and wonderful testimony that is of faith. Lord, we love you. Pray that you'd bless the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.